The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM newsroom in Richmond, I'm Benjamin Dolly. Governor Glenn Youngkin once again condemned comments made by Virginia Health Commissioner Colin Green. During a recent interview with the Washington Post, Green was dismissive of the relationship between racism and public health, contradicting a growing field of research on the subject. When asked by reporters yesterday about his plans for Green, Youngkin said the commissioner is still employed for now.
Yeah, I have not made a decision with Dr. Green. I believe that Dr. Green is very capable. And as I said, I'm really disappointed in his inability to communicate this message.
Youngkin said he believes historical racism contributes to the racial disparities seen in health outcomes today, adding that he's committed to closing that gap. Governor Youngkin signed the two-year budget yesterday, highlighting campaign promises he delivered on, one of them devoting $100 million towards funding new lab schools. Megan Pauley has more.
Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears broke a tie vote in the Senate last Friday to approve Governor Youngkin's proposal to extend lab school eligibility from just four-year public colleges to include community colleges and certain private institutions. The amendment also removed a prior requirement that lab schools function as teacher training programs. Up to $75 million of the new lab school funding can be used to support per-pupil costs at the discretion of the State Board of Education. The other $25 million will go to planning grants and startup costs. But this funding won't be doled out overnight. That's according to a spokesperson for the Virginia Department of Education, who says the application for funds has to be updated first. Megan Pauley, VPM News.
Virginia State University has extended the contract of the school's president until 2029. Makola Abdullah joined the university in 2016. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that he helped VSU recover its pre-pandemic enrollment while also expanding the school with a new academic facility and four new sports. Abdullah told the newspaper that he is, quote, excited to do the best for the faculty, staff, and students at Virginia State. The U.S. General Services Administration is close to picking a new location for the FBI headquarters after four presidencies worth of debate. It was determined in 2005 that the J. Edgar Hoover Building on Pennsylvania Avenue in the Capitol was too small and outdated to meet the FBI's needs. The Virginia Mercury reports that the new site will be in either Greenbelt or Landover, Maryland, or potentially Springfield, Virginia. A decision is expected to be announced in the coming months. A 19th-century anchor was stolen from the Pocosin Museum in September. Just last week, police found and recovered it from the backyard of a house nearby. Catherine Hafner from partner station WHRO has the details.
The vintage anchor was not easy to steal. It's about 7 feet long and weighs in at about 2,000 pounds. That's one ton.
How in the world did they get it out of here?
That's Paul Whitlow, president of the Pocosin Museum. He spoke with our media partners at WTKR. Police say the investigation is ongoing and won't share many details about the case. But Whitlow tells WTKR the anchor was found buried in someone's yard. It was originally donated by a Hampton resident. The Pocosin Museum now plans to mount the anchor. Here's Whitlow's view of the situation.
People that would steal from us and other nonprofits don't really need to be in Pocosin.
The anchor was coated in mud. Over the weekend, several local Cub Scout volunteers helped clean it.
That was Catherine Hafner reporting. Pocosin police say they'll release more information once charges are obtained and warrants are served. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.